Blog Talk Radio.
First question, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you.
Thank you. King
Let me hear you say, hey, Miss Carter. 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 Let me hear you say, 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 Let me hear you say,
like run them. The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for female figure runway. $500 mini grands include open to all best dress, female figure face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Shelvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
Legendary Trishay Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga presents the Media Takeout Ball. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. Grand prize, house with the most points for $3,000. Mini grants include Team Perfect 10, one femme queen, one male figure for $1,500. Femme queen sex siren, high fashion bombshell strikes again for $1,000. The rich bitch, bitch stole my look for $1,000. Femme queen face, bring us a cover worthy of GQ magazine for $1,000. Femme Queen Sexy Performance for $500. High Fashion Streetwear, Versace, Versace, Versace for $500. European Runway, The Look for Less for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the Media Takeout Ball, presented by the legendary Trishay Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. A weekend of fun and fab events. No work that Monday, so save the date. Admission, $30. VIP entry, $50. No waits online. And access to the VIP lounge with surprise celebrity guests, live entertainment, and hors d'oeuvres. Tables, 200. Commentators will be the icon Jack Mizrahi, legendary RJ Balenciaga, and Kevin JC Prodigy. For more information, email themediatakeoutball@gmail.com or visit Facebook event page February 15th. I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial...
But not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. All the tea, all the shade, and all the drama is definitely here for you, honey. And it's going down, honey. So, baby, we're definitely going to be here to recap the weekend. We're definitely going to be here to recap the Grammys that happened this weekend. We're definitely going to be here to recap the drama that happened in Atlanta this weekend, honey. And we're definitely going to give it all to you here live.
Goodbye.
And, you know, in person, honey, yes. So I'm definitely here. I'm definitely on the air. And I'm definitely, you know, waiting for my my co-host to call in, honey. Because it really wasn't much that happened this weekend. But, you know, the girls love our show and love entertainment, honey. So, you know, maybe some of the girls, you know, that had a lot to say over the weekend in the groups, honey. Maybe y'all pick up the phone and y'all call in and y'all say it live and in person. You know, on the air, honey. If not, then you know what I'll do. I don't have to tell y'all. Y'all already know how mother gives it up. So, So, let me see. My computer is doing shows over here. So, be with me while my computer goes through whatever it goes through. You know, this iMac, honey, does a lot of things that she wants to do on her time, honey. I see we got some people that press 1. I don't know if they press 1 or if the board just picked them in queue, but I'll definitely go and see, you know, what it gives, honey. Hold on 1 minute. 347-425, you're live on the air.
It's me, Kelly Amaya.
Hey, Amaya, what's going on?
What it gave?
Nothing much, just sitting here just chilling, honey, you know. On the air, honey, and shit of that nature, honey, you know.
Well, let's get the shit
what?
Started.
Honey, well, girl, you ready to get right into it? Honey, hold on, let me see who this is.
Well,
317-833.
Oh, my God, I can have him a kimono and shit like that. And he can't think like that.
317-833.
That
sounds like Opie.
No. That's what I had explained to him because I didn't want him to think he was going to be a pharaoh or some shit.
So he's not.
That dude sounds just like Opie.
Or a visor, like you said, because a visor dude was.
Know what their name is called.
The children get on the show, honey. They don't even be knowing. Honey, and just be talking and all kinds of madness and drama and shit, honey. Yeah, okay, well, we got to put them back on hold, honey. You know, maybe they'll call back in, honey. Well, actually, I'm going to get them off my board. But they'll call back in once they realize that their phone is dropped. They'll call back in here, honey. No, that was not me, Dexter. That was not me on that, Dexter. Okay.
Hey, Dexter. Love Dexter.
Yes, shout out to Dexter. Shout out to, you know, everybody out there, honey. You know. And shout out to the girls that's working Father Lawrence Ebony's Facebook page, honey. Shout out to y'all too. Honey. What? Why did you fall out? Honey, why did you fall out?
Ooh.
Hey, Marcus.
Stop trying, Lawrence, girl.
Hold on. My brother in crime is here. Hold on.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks up.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
Hands up, TikTok.
Rodney.
What's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling. Why you mean I'm trying your brother? How am I trying your brother?
Hold on before we go. Amaya, you said you love Dexter. I didn't hear nothing come out your mouth when I came on.
I didn't have a chance to speak. Y'all immediately went into the tea. Hey Marcus, do not do that, please. Hey Marcus. Hey brother Rodney.
Hey Mike, what's going on?
What's going on?
I'm not trying to the madness, Kelly.
Well, yeah, we're going to get down to the madness, but I'm not trying, Lawrence, to say I just want whoever's working his page while he's incarcerated to, bitch, to know how to speak like Lawrence. Lawrence, tell them what to say while he's on the phone with them, and then they write it, and then they don't come back with no more comments after that or, you know, all the madness and stuff, mister. You know, and, you know, Lawrence is the type of bitch, you know, if he had got out last week when I was talking about it on Tuesday, you know, when they made that post, he would have definitely had came on the show. So, you know, they don't know how to,
get ready,
you know,
for his birthday.
No, they don't know how to work the set. Okay? But hold on. Before we get down to the matter, let's get these two callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Can you tell me why the House of Allure closed down, please?
Wow.
You can go back. You can go back into the history of the show, and you could definitely sometime. When was that? Y'all, I think sometime in October or November, and you could definitely listen to the whole thing.
No, it had to be
you
like
can put
May
me back
June.
On mute.
It was like May.
Oh, in
June.
May? Oh, well, in May.
Yeah, like
yeah
May or
in May.
June, yeah.
Yeah, May or June, and you could listen to everything that happened with them. They definitely came on the show and definitely talked about it.
Yes, I did an exclusive interview with the closing of the house.
Okay. The next caller we have is 215-758. You're live on the air. 215-758, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Okay. So, Marcus, what you want to get into, Marcus?
I want to know when you're nervous on that private jet.
Mistake, what are you talking about? Is that what you wanted to get into? I thought you wanted to get into San Antonio getting jumped by.
No, girl, I wanted to make it.
I thought you wanted to talk about San Antonio getting jumped by about MJ and Jody.
I've heard enough about that. I want to hear about your excursion to L.A.
My excursion to L.A. was wonderful, honey. I got up early Saturday morning around 6 a.m. I took me a shower. I put on a light dusting for the airport, honey. My town car came and picked me up, and my town car took me to the airport, and as y'all see in the video, I commenced to interview with the ladies, and I boarded the private jet, and, you know, it was an 8-seater private jet, and, you know, I could use my phone during the whole time. I didn't have to buckle my seatbelt or anything. They brought out a lavish spread of lovely food and snacks and beverages and things for the girls. I commenced to get into L.A. and getting off the jet, and as I got off the jet, it was a white SUV waiting to take me to my hotel room. I went to my, I didn't go straight to the hotel. I went to the nail salon and get manis and pedis and, you know, and things of that nature, and then went and checked into the hotel room, and I laid up in the hotel room and went to a couple of parties and things and relaxed around the city of L.A. Mm-hmm. with the girls, and then after that, I transitioned in from, you know, being, you know, the media takeout girls with the media takeout girls to going to the club with my gay children, and I partied with my gay children. We went back to the hotel after the party was over. It was the after party at the hotel, and the children had the little services, and we had a party, honey. Everybody left. I went to sleep. I woke up this morning, and me and my brother, Caesar, got into a waiting vehicle, and that took us back to the airport, honey, and back on the private jet with another spread of food and things back to New York City, and now I'm here in my house. I was going to stop in Atlanta and go to the Monday night show, but I heard about that they're doing something for Terrell tonight, so we just came straight to New York.
Word.
So, is it anything
else? That sounds
else
sad.
You like
that's sad. That sounds really sad.
Yeah.
Don't y'all agree?
I don't know why everybody.
No, it was
why,
a very white woman's ass.
It was a very.
I don't know why everybody thinks that it had to do something with some like magic or some tea or some shade. Miss Thing, those girls are definitely, you know, media mogul girls, Miss Thing, and they have connections, you know, to people, places, and things. And I went there, you know, I went there to help them do, to interview them and do their promo for the show and for their ball. So I don't understand why everybody thinks it's some tea and some shade and all types of debauchery behind it.
Well, nobody ever said that.
No, a lot of girls did. A lot of girls did. A lot of girls in the official Marvel radio station said, you know, the girls are taking magic and all types of things too far. I'm just saying, like, you know, when these girls do the things that they do, why can't they, you know, have these lavish lifestyles?
Right, yes, ma'am. Bitch, that's fabbing in first class, bitch. That's a private plane.
Yes, it was, Miss Thing. And, bitch, it was so fab. Let me tell you how fab it was, Miss Thing. I got off the plane tonight, Miss Thing, and I'm waiting in the waiting area for the ride to pick me up to bring me home. It was some white man there, bitch, talking to one of his other colleagues or something and saying, baby, he was on his way to fly to Atlanta to pick up his wife, bitch. And then they was all to Cabo, honey, because he just closed a $6 million deal. Bitch, that's how fab it was at the airport. I was like, oh, bitch, work. Honey. But, you know, I felt like Big Once, this thing. So, you know. That's a lifestyle that I can definitely say that's a lifestyle I could definitely get accustomed to, honey. Going straight through, you know, just giving my my passport and them checking to make sure I'm not on the no fly list, Miss Thing, you know, no searching, none of those things, Miss Thing. And, you know, everything is just catered to you and handed to you on a silver platter. I could definitely get accustomed to things like that.
Rodney. I'm on top of that road.
Thank you.
You're on top of that, Rose. Hold on. We have a caller. We have a caller. It's 917-724. You're live on the air.
Bitch, I don't tell you about calling out my motherfucking number.
Oh, Miss Sad Girl. Ernie, what's up, Miss Snow?
You already know.
Ernie.
What's up, like?
Yes.
I have a question. Do you go through the same security checkpoint when you fly corporate? I mean, like a corporate jet.
It's no security checkpoints or any of that, honey. It's very. You come in, you give them your ID, they check to make sure you're not on the no-fly list, and you walk out through the gate through the doors, honey, and you board your flight. No tea, no shade. You say what?
Go through TSA though?
No TSA, none of that, baby. You come out, you
fly with all their extras and stuff.
If you want to, you can. Well, the thing is, you come out, you come out your Uber. Miss Thing, the Uber driver opens the door for you. Miss Thing, actually, this is how I go. Okay, just leave it open. This is how it works. You come out your Uber, Miss Thing. Well, you pull up to the gate, Miss Thing. You give them, you know, your number, and then the people open the sliding gates for you, Miss Thing. You come past security. The driver has to give his identification. You come in, and when you come in, and people meet you at the door. Your Uber driver opens. The Uber driver opens the door for you, and you know, and you go on in, and that's it. Ernie, baby, hold on. Hold on, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly, are you coming to the agents to change ball?
To where?
It's a Houston.
In Houston, when is that?
It's on Friday.
On Friday? Oh no, I won't be there on Friday. I'll be in Philadelphia this weekend.
What's in Philadelphia?
Birthday bash starts in Philly this weekend.
I can't. I'll just hold on. I'll be in Philadelphia. That's it. That's all I can tell you. I'll be in Philadelphia this weekend and next weekend. I'll be in North Carolina for the People's Choice Awards Ball, honey, and the Tender Chop Invades the Carolinas Ball after that. That's where I'll be for
the
next
weekend. And
then
the following weekend you will be in?
The following weekend I'll be, I don't know. The following weekend, The following weekend, I'll be in D.C. for the media takeout ball by the media moguls themselves, Shauna Balenciaga and the legendary mother, Shay Khan. Okay? Yeah. So, yeah, I forget.
I made it. Just time for an interesting month.
Thank you, Marcus, for definitely reminding me. You know, Rich be getting lost, honey.
But what's in Houston this weekend? Maybe I can send some flyers to you.
He said something, honey. I don't know.
At the ball. I thought
he said something about an AG ball.
Yeah, something about.
Oh.
I thought he said Agents of Change.
Agents of Change, yeah, I think so. Yeah, so, you know. So now I'm back, and then I'm back home, honey. I'm back home living the simple life. Eating some Chinese food, bitch, and waiting
to,
you know. Huh?
You posted like 60 videos of you eating on the fucking plane, bitch. You still hungry?
Yeah, Miss Thing, I just put my, you know, my stuff up, honey. You know, the stuff that was laid out in front of me.
Can we all go in together and just take a private plane to Vegas?
I don't think we have enough.
I think we could. You said 8 people, right?
It's
huh?
An 8-seater.
No, it's an 8-seater.
No. First off, I'm not getting on nothing that small. I've been on something that small before. Oh, no. It has to be at least 20 people.
I'm pretty sure at the right price, you know, a private jet coming all seats.
What'd you say?
I say private jet coming all seats. So I'm pretty sure you can get up one bigger than 8 seats if you just need it.
Right, I know, I'm sure, right.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on nothing that small.
It's actually comfortable.
What'd you say?
I said it's actually comfortable.
Yeah, she has showers on there and everything.
Oh, work. I didn't watch the videos, bitch. I didn't watch the videos.
I talked to Kelly when I came home from my trip, and she was telling me all about that.
Oh, how's Jamaica this time of the year?
It was definitely a vacation.
Vacation. You rested?
Oh, I'm very well rested.
Yeah.
And
I was glad
there will be a vote night tonight.
All right. So you going out tonight?
There will be a vote night tonight, yes.
We going where? When was somebody going to tell me about this?
When Niece walked through the door for work.
Oh, see how the girls do?
It's
no
shame. You got your big auntie on, Miss Thing. Your hair, your lashes, and your eyebrows are done.
Oh, girl, I need a fresh curl.
Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Hey, how are you? I just seen y'all thing that it was posted in the room on BGC, so everybody getting their life off
not
stage.
Oh, BGC still open?
Obviously. We was in the chat room talking and acting crazy, and they started posting y'all name, y'all number in the room. But y'all station is everything. I'm living for the beast that y'all playing.
Oh, where you from, young man?
I'm from Houston.
Look at her.
Are you going to the AG ball this weekend?
First thing she hears, the bitch ain't no ballroom. She trying to get out.
that was the first time I heard of it when he just said it just now, so it must not be important.
So the club in Houston is 2020, right?
Yeah, it's late. It's nothing but a bunch of kids there.
Where was that club we went to, Kelly and Rodney, and they had the $5 Patron or $5 drinks on that Sunday? They had a Pac-Man machine in there.
was it Hollywood?
We don't know where we were.
It was probably Hollywood. A lot of people go to Hollywood on Sundays.
Well, it wasn't a lot of people there that night. I don't know. It must be the first of the month.
Oh, shit.
Hey, do y'all
feel
like
the only thing Mario remember is $5 Patron. He don't give a fuck if it was just him and the bartender there.
Hell yeah.
Do y'all feel like any house CDs? Because the house music they play out here is whack.
Yeah, you can contact some
Mike
people. You can do Mike Q.
Mike Q.
Yeah. He's
legendary
a friend of the show.
Well,
no, DJ Mike Q? Unfortunately, Vaughn is not a friend of the show, I don't think.
Oh.
Is he, Kelly?
Vaughn is definitely a friend of the show.
Oh, well, you could contact Vaughn Allure on Facebook.
DJ Mike Q. Those are two like popular ones that you can get some good stuff from.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Y'all keep up the good work. I'm going to keep listening for the shout out for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody got reports on the balls this weekend? It was a lot of them. It was three in South Carolina, in the Carolinas. It was one on Saturday.
I didn't hear nothing about it.
And then Father Tony's ball was on Saturday. And then Mother Nisha Sequi's ball was on Sunday.
What part of North Carolina was your ball in?
Goldsboro.
Oh, the Goldsboro ball again.
Where is that?
Since we talk about the Carolinas, I definitely got to say happy birthday to the sexy father, Santonio Revlon. It was definitely his birthday.
Happy birthday, little brother.
And I'm just gagging that he got his ass whooped on his birthday, Mr.
She is Sophia.
I gagged when...
He had it coming.
Oh, shit.
He had it coming.
Mistake. I gagged when I got that tea in Atlanta.
It's
for sure. When I got that tea when I was in LA, Mistake. Wasn't that fierce? How do you get beat on your birthday?
But let me just say something real quick. One good turn definitely deserves another.
Well, can y'all get a turn this weekend in Philly
let me explain something to you, Marcus, and I'm going to explain it to you very clearly. The turn will definitely not be in any ramifications or any border of North Carolina. Do you understand that?
Well, thank God for confirmation. Now I can celebrate my birthday freely.
Yes. North Carolina is going to be definitely a celebration for me. It definitely will not be any stress, any arguments, any fights, nothing. Sometimes every good turn deserves another.
While we're on that, we have, there's an editorial note. You must support Vaughn Allure Saint Laurent. Excuse
Saint
me.
Laurent,
his stage
yeah.
name is Vaughn Allure, but he is a Saint Laurent. I do apologize to those people.
Enrique to calm the fuck down.
Who did that, Rodney?
Well, Enrique, press one.
and look at Marcus. No good. Just put Enrique right under the ball.
Ooh. Please. Oh my God. I just can't.
There was also Vogue Night in Connecticut this weekend.
Oh, they finally had a Vogue Night in Connecticut.
Yeah.
How did that go?
I heard it was nice. That's all I heard. I didn't really hear about
this. Shout out to Connecticut for Vogue Night.
Definitely shout out to Connecticut.
I'm sure it was something in Chicago.
No, baby, it had to be done.
I've seen clips of a Vogue Night in Chicago, but I don't know if it was this weekend.
Yeah, it was. Shasha's Vogue Nights on Thursday. Y'all call in, let us know how that was.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly how that went. I saw some clips and stuff in, like, some of the Midwest rooms, but I didn't know which weekend it was.
Alexis, when you ready to talk, just press 1 again because your background at work is too loud. Thank you.
Okay, 1 like this. Someone's loud as fuck. Mm-hmm.
That's Alexis' background.
Was there anything else this weekend?
Well, only person I know that I can give a shout-out to my house member, Sean Prodigy. He won Trans Man Realness at Father Tony's Ball. That's the only thing I got. Thank you.
Rodney, where you at? Oh, well, I know where you at, but who was that?
That's Naomi, honey.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yes, that's Naomi walking around, honey, screaming prodigy.
While we doing that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to Friday to vote for the People's Choice. Friday at midnight, the polls will automatically close, and the engraving will begin on the awards. So get your votes in. We're over 1,400 votes. Get out there.
Mm-hmm. Vote or die, bitches. Vote or die.
I don't want to say all that. It's a few other things they can do.
Why not?
I mean, we have voter gags. Now you can just vote or die.
All right.
Exactly.
I just want to give a shout-out to all those houses that's going to Philadelphia this weekend. I definitely want y'all to win that coin and bring it down to North Carolina. You know, come on out. Whoever's
really?
Going to reign supreme. That could help get some vans to North Carolina, some hotel rooms, some nasty effects.
I'm going to have all the plans been made for all the socials on Sunday and stuff, guys. I ain't really heard no confirmation or anything.
Well, as in regards to what? You talk about private social hour?
Yes.
Well, got to be discussed in the private social group.
Okay.
Right. Cause, you know, some people get wrapped up in their feelings. When they don't get, they'll make the list. But if you're who's who and you're somebody, you will be getting an invitation to the private event that will take place with the cocktails and the socials and such. And
hold
if you're
on.
Not, you know,
hold
sorry.
On, Marcus. 347-596, you're live on the air.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
Yes, you're
hello.
Live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Brian.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Okay, thanks.
What's going
what's
on, Brian?
Brian?
No, I was just, what were y'all talking about? I just tuned in.
Well, you know, we have an Alexis birthday bash next weekend. You going to come down to North Carolina and celebrate with us?
Everybody
I can get
make you,
the
list,
I can put you on the VIP list for the
everybody's
social.
Everybody's not invited, sweetie. And she is definitely not one of she is definitely one of the ones that's not invited.
She's a plus one for me, honey. She can't make the list.
Well, bitch, if you bring her, you stay your ass home too.
Oh. Well, Brian, hopefully
who
she makes
the that irrelevant person talking.
Bitch, you and no motherfucking $25 quick weeds, bitch, you better shut the fuck up, you motherfucking wrong ass.
Girl, leave them wait and then talk to me.
Girl, fuck you, you motherfucking wannabe bootleg.
How cannot believe you let that child come right here and rile you straight up just like he wanted to do. Girl,
you that's late, girl. Y'all
you need to stop.
Rudy poot ass bitch on this motherfucking line.
Mm-mm, y'all need to
right
stop.
Here, right here telling people she got a license to do hair, bitch. Please.
Brian Cole had dropped.
Well, maybe do you need a license to do hair?
Bitch walking around here with a
you're supposed to.
On.
You don't have a license to do it, Marcus.
No, you don't have to have a license.
You don't have to. You should be supposed to. Like if you're working like in like, you know what, in
she,
China.
Let her tell us she own her own salon.
You
well,
can't without a license.
People who own salons that don't have a license.
But they have licensed people working there for them. You have to have a licensed person working in the establishment.
Girl, she's late, girl. Late.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
Kelly
no.
knew what she was doing.
I wasn't doing anything.
The way that was set up.
Was
baby, I didn't set anything up, baby. He called, he pressed one, baby. And once he started talking, Miss Alexis pressed one again. Honey. Miss Alexis wanted a piece.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, listen, isn't your Shing Ding on Friday the same day as the lawn stuff?
Well, no, I don't know what Alexis is having and what I don't know if her it's a private affair or.
Baby, listen, I'm going wherever the people at.
You say wherever the snow at?
That's gonna be with me. So that's not even. I ain't even worry about none of that. You clearly, you must have forgot who I was.
Yeah.
Bitch.
What time do the actual clubs close in Charlotte on Saturday night?
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, it is, I'm pleased to announce there will be an after party, the first time ever. An after party after the ball, and I think it's going to 6 a.m. The party's going to 6 a.m., hosted by, he hasn't paid for it yet, so ladies and gentlemen, we'll announce that later.
Oh, I can't do no after parties.
That bitch was a hosted by, he hasn't paid for it yet.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't see you. We paid to advertise the weekend. Our ball, we didn't pay to, advertise his party. So, young man to the hot school boy from North Carolina that's having an after party, you might want to get your $100 in so you can announce your after party.
That's
all I could do.
And don't forget, Sims and Chops invade North Carolina on Sunday.
We definitely invaded, honey. We definitely taking over, honey. We're definitely going to take over, baby.
You're
going to
tell them about the tables, Kelly?
Oh, tables are definitely on sale. If you're out there and you're definitely looking to get a table for the aftermath, the tables are definitely on sale as we speak now for 75 sisters, honey. And you definitely, have premium seating, honey, for, the aftermath, honey. And, and fab hors d'oeuvres and things on your table, honey. So definitely, come out and get a table. Hit me up. Hit Rodney up for a table. Honey, hold on. Brian, you're back on the air. Oh, Alexa dropped. Brian, you're back on the air.
Hi, Alexa. I made a mistake and hung up, but like I said, I'm not.
No, but she's not. Brian, you have to wait, Brian.
I'm not entertaining foolishness, sweetie.
Her call hung up, Brian. We got to wait for her to call back in.
Girl, I don't give a fuck about what she's calling or what she's doing, honey. I'm calling to talk to you and the rest of the cat.
Oh. I don't know. That's all right.
Where do y'all hate for each other come from? Why don't y'all like each other?
I don't know why she don't. Can I have 1 minute, Kelly? Give me
go
six
ahead.
Seconds. I don't know why she don't like me. Girl, like I said, we did hair together in Atlanta. Like I said, I don't know. It was this one butch queen in Atlanta named Miss Trump. Maybe was whispering and talking to her. Me and Alexis never had problems. We used to kiki in Atlanta. We used to do hair briefly in Atlanta. I don't have a problem with motherfucking Alexis. And I have not did nothing to that lady for her to have a problem with me. But like I said, bitch, I walk in all five barrels comfortably. Darling, I've been here 7 years. This is my city too, darling. But like I said, bitch, Alexa, pop in her mouth or whatever. Girl, please say that I'm a grown-ass woman, okay? With my bank account sitting fat, okay? Program or not. But like I said, I don't have nothing against Alexis. Who is Alexis?
Mm.
Alexis Clark, you're live back on the air.
Bitch.
Kelly.
You mean?
Kelly.
Yes.
I'm not going to even do this with her. She know why.
Well, Alexis, why don't you like him?
She know. It's, Marcus, it's not even.
He said he doesn't know.
She knows exactly why, and I'm done with
well,
it.
No. I mean, girl, is she still a client? She said y'all did hair together.
Still a what?
Still one of your regular clients?
Have
like
you
somebody
seen,
hair you did?
Have you seen her work?
It's my work is fabulous, Mugo. What are you talking about? Girl, what are you talking about? My work. My work is beautiful. My work is
amazing. Lord have mercy, girl.
Anybody can pay
and
me
for
my work.
And I still work for
anybody can
and
pay
me
for my
work. I have movies up under my belt, darling.
Oh my God,
can you say the thing? No,
oh,
ma'am.
My God, girl. Please.
I'm in the
hair
union in New York, LA,
oh
Atlanta, darling.
God,
can you say the thing? No, ma'am.
Rudy Pooh ass knot on this phone,
on this
girl.
It seems like you can't take, darling.
You're right. I can't take you nowhere.
Okay, well, girl, you don't fuck with me. Like I said, I've never had a problem with you, darling. We did.
Okay,
have
girl, why are you still talking, Missy? All right.
Because I can, I'm trying to get to the root of this problem.
Well, Alexis, time is short. You really shouldn't just hold grudges against people.
Life is definitely very short. Life is definitely short. And one thing about me, I don't hold grudges. I just don't fuck for her like that no more.
But Mr. Alexis, I've never done anything to you, Brian.
We don't have to discuss this, baby, no more. It's over with.
Well, would y'all like to go private and talk about it?
No.
I think y'all should get down to the problem, to the heart of the problem. Because
you
know, I'm 14,
and
people are dying left and right.
If my sister Jasmine was on this show, she would have made them go private.
I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, God, have mercy, Jesus Christ, Lord. No, Alexis, it's probably the same person that you never get to say nothing else to. Time is short.
Queen, or whatever.
I'd have never read her, or whatever, case may be, but I'm going to continue not to have a problem. I'm a grown woman. Okay. You can do whatever you like. You're a grown woman. Do whatever you like. Because I want little girl.
You girls are
because I want with a vengeance.
Well, yes, this is a lot. So, y'all done?
Damn, I thought I was going to get a strike tonight.
Girl, you be living for all that, Miss Thing.
I don't live for it, baby, honey. I let everybody get their equal opportunity.
I mean, if
she
made it because I did your hair, I mean, what is it? And I did it correctly. You served it at the bar. Thank you. And I thank you.
And she ain't never been back. And I thank you. Can't you tell she avoids you every time you ask her about your hair?
Alexis, stop your shit.
Alexis, it was an
emergency situation. She needed somebody to do her right fast. You got her. You fucked her up, and she ain't never been back.
Warning. Freak alert. Warning. Freak alert.
Miss Kelly, I fucked your hair up.
Y'all got me all discombobulated over here. I'm about to call you Marcus. Brian, please, Brian, do not listen. Alexis, please.
Hold on, Kelly,
Dad,
you didn't answer the question.
Wait a minute, Marcus. I got you, Marcus. So, Kelly, this is a live interview because we have a question we need to ask, okay? We need to know, one, did you like the hairstyle? Two, I wore it
to the function. If I didn't like it, I would have took it off.
Okay.
Exactly.
Would you go to Brian again?
If I need a short haircut, I would go to Brian. But I'm not doing short haircuts this quarter. I'm all about long weave. 2 inches or better.
Exactly, because if it ain't 22 inches,
you're
pregnant.
Yeah,
you said what?
Y'all listen to Kelly.
Bitch, you come on politically correct. You know she got a function coming up.
Because I'm a motherfucker with short hair, darling.
What, Malay?
That's my niche, short hair, darling. I do with a hell lot of short hair. A bitch couldn't tell me because I was taught by the best.
Oh, God.
Baby, y'all need my God, this is just too much.
And I can do better by myself. Tyler Perry with Taraji. She rocked a fabulous razor cut bob that I did, darling. I'm all about the short hair. I don't do any long shit.
Oh, girl.
It's no creative.
Kelly, did you obviously for Alexis to say that you didn't like Brian's hairstyle? Obviously, you had to call Kelly and read the hairstyle to Alexis. I need to know what's going on here.
I don't know what
she wrote. A lot of me are all ballroom throwbacks, and that she was just front, and I don't think she's not a fake. I've never seen she been fake. So, girl, I mean, she gave me my
well, Kelly is fake at times. I will say that.
Oh, yeah, Kelly don't mind being fake. Now, I don't want you to think that she mind being fake. Kelly don't mind fake bitch no bitch.
She sure don't.
She does it to try to spare feelings.
Exactly.
Because Kelly is a sweet person.
Yes, she
very
is.
Sweet. And she's never been shady to me. Never.
I'm not.
And I will take care of that for her.
That's from Miss Kelly, honey. And I'm actually looking at her.
Listen. I'm not with you girls in my motherfucking inbox. And you girls in my inbox, I have something that y'all need to say. Y'all know what to do, bitch. I'm not with y'all in my inbox. Both of you motherfucking
Kelly?
Bitches from Baltimore. The bitch queen and the fem queen from Baltimore that's in my inbox.
What are they saying, Kelly? Who are they talking about? Let's say that.
Jason, you're live on the air.
I'm on medication right now, so I'm going to make this short and sweet. Kelly, didn't you tell me that somebody took too long to do your hair and you would never go to their house again because they took all day
come
to do
on,
your
come
hair?
Come through, Jason. Come through when you come through.
I'm done. I got a show on Tuesday. You can put me back in the queue. But, Kelly, stop your shit. You
Kelly.
Said they took all day
is this
to do your hair.
No, she came over here that night, y'all. It took me actually an hour to do her hair.
Is it motherfucker on, honey?
What y'all inquiring bass want to know? What happened, girl?
You motherfucker recording?
Baby.
I'm not, baby.
I'm not reading any messages from y'all inboxes, Miss Day. If y'all have anything to say, y'all know how to get up on this line, baby. And I thank y'all. We will not. Big shout outs to Gia and Michelle and all the girls from LA that I seen in the club, you know, in Milan, and everybody that was in the club last night in LA. I can't with y'all girls. Y'all girls are stirring a pot, Miss Day girl. Y'all trying to stir a pot? Don't you pick up the phone, Miss Day. Press one. Oh, you know what? Hold on, because this time I'm going to do this, Miss Day. Naima, you're live on the air. Naima, you're live on the air. Get out of my inbox.
You ain't never been a bitch to bite your tongue.
Well,
so anyway, how you been doing, Kelly? How was your trip?
My trip was fine, honey.
So you, how you gonna have your hair? How you gonna have your hair for North Carolina?
My hair for North Carolina, I have four bundles in right now. Sometime during this week, my daughter's going to sew my other two bundles in. And I'm going to be cut in layers and curled for North Carolina.
Yes,
Kelly, how many bundles have you worn the most? How many bundles have you had?
The most bundles I've put in my head is seven.
Well, girl, I want to have 10 bundles.
It's
going to make it happen for you.
Ten bundles in here, bitch, won't even fit in my head, bitch. I'll be pushing it with the seven, honey. The tracks be so close together and everything with the seven.
Is Alexis still on the phone?
Yes, yeah, she is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Alexis, I need you to call.
I'm texting him now. Go ahead.
Okay. Will you get a chance, Alexis? Give me a call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They got made up. They're sweet.
What?
Oh, bitch, y'all was on the show reading a few months ago. I'm glad.
Me and Naima read all the time.
I was going to say that. We read all the time, child, but that ain't never stopped us from our kid. Or talking. That ain't nothing new for us. unlike me and you, Marcus.
No, girl, you just need to know how to respect me, girl. You know.
I'll be down there to see you putting cakes.
Well, baby, you just come see me. What is?
Yeah, I'm both.
Shout out to Darren Blodig. I appreciate you for all your support for the people's choice. You are definitely my fave. Whoever this Ella Mae McBride is, you have really you got some motherfucking nerve. That's all I'm gonna say.
Kelly, did you ever answer? Did you ever did anybody ever ask you on the radio show how you thought about that battle between Sasha and Shawnee?
No.
You said no.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know the battle that they're talking about. I heard about the battle, but I don't watch the clip.
Well,
so
clearly,
I mean,
of course, you know, I think my sister, my overall mother should have gotten that. That's my opinion. And I think the reason why they gave it to Sasha is because that's Atlanta. And that was on her girlfriend.
So you said it was a give it to your girlfriend night?
Yeah. It was a give it to your girlfriend on that battle right there.
Yeah.
Because you can clearly see on the clip how she was all in Temperance's face, all on the table, getting ready to fall. And Temperance went on and gave it to her. But Temperance really if you could get into it, really probably didn't want to give it to her. But she went on and gave it to her because they had a girlfriend. And then she went and sat down on Kadon Malone's lap. And he went on, you know, even though she was all up in his face. My whole thing is, if you know you's a eating a girl, you ain't got to give all of that, be all up on the judges and like, you know, just that's just giving too much. Like, you had to have been intimidated by Shawnee to give all of that extra. No shade. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, Shawnee is lovely. I mean, she had a bun naturally painted, and I mean, like, you know, this thing had on this, like, I'm not saying I never seen Starship with a bad wig, but that was a bad gilder that she had on that.
Speaking of face, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a few of your house members hit me up about female figure face. Can you describe high definition? The girls are still don't have cable.
I don't understand.
High definition TV. When you see high definition TV, what is
it? It's like extremely painted HD TV paint. Like it's like, but high definition TV makeup is not going to translate the same on a runway as, you know, it don't translate the same way on television as it does in person and in pictures, Marcus. So y'all sure that's what y'all want to see?
That's what I asked for. I want to see vibrant, popping.
Because
color.
When you do that, because a lot of people, I forget what actress or what it was, had that makeup on and they took some pictures with that makeup on. And it's like, it really doesn't look good in pictures and in person.
Well, I never said high definition makeup. I said high definition. The look should be high definition. Your face should look high definition. So when I look at TV and I watch a high definition channel, it looks very clear and vibrant. It pops. Your makeup should pop. That means you shouldn't have on dark color. You know, the girls been wearing that black makeup and purple lipstick. I'm really not using that. Personal, I don't really like to see the girls in that. That's just me. So I wanted to see popping bright colors. That's what I meant by it. What did you take from it? Cause, I mean,
I never read the flyer. I only read
Kelly, I will be quizzing you on the categories. If you don't know the categories, you won't be judging.
I read the grand prize. I read the cash category.
You may not be judging cash categories. Who knows?
Baby, well, I read the cash categories. That's what I need to know the answers to is the cash category.
It's cash all from the beginning. It's cash from the beginning.
Okay, well, I need to know the answer for the cash.
Girl,
the thing is about
the
cash.
You need to read the flyer, girl. You need to read the flyer.
It's about the cash. I'm not going to just give out nobody's cash, honey. Hold on, we got a caller.
Get on, Kelly.
Hold on, we got a caller. 484-794. Yeah.
484-794
on the air. Okay, I guess not.
Okay, I guess.
On.
Yeah, that was a stern echo. Are y'all getting snow? We supposed to get snow tonight.
We don't need no motherfucking snow.
We supposed to get snow in North Carolina.
Well, bitch, more power
tonight
to y'all.
And
we don't need no
snow here.
I don't know what you did that.
Oh, the snow, she coming, Kelly. The snow coming before the Super Bowl.
Well, baby, I ain't going no place anyway, so it really don't matter. And if the snow comes before the Super Bowl, that means nobody won't be in Philadelphia.
Oh, no, I'll be there, girl. I'll just be trying to get on Amtrak, trying to get to your house. Are you cooking that night for us?
Baby, if y'all stranded in the city, y'all wouldn't have a problem with cooking.
Girl, we would never be stranded.
No, I'm saying if y'all stranded, stuck in the city, not stranded like that. Yeah. I'm loving this picture, Miss Thing. I didn't even catch my iPhone sitting there at me at the in the lounge area with my picture, on my iPhone.
Are the girls still stuck in Atlanta? Are the girls still there?
Who's stuck in Atlanta?
I don't know.
You said what happened? I'm sorry.
People still stuck in Atlanta?
Can
we get some people who...
Baby, people get stuck every time at the ball. Y'all know this. We're going to stop acting like this.
No, but Atlanta was a week ago now.
I know some girls that get stuck for months.
Months? That means you didn't try to leave.
Girl, they get on that Tina and get on the bitch floor. Girl, they live there.
That's not stuck. That's more nomadic life.
No, and then until the next ball come, then you get stuck somewhere else.
That sounded like a shot.
Oh, no, not me. I'm a change lady.
Well, I'm stuck. Can somebody help me?
Girl, you always stuck.
Miss Thing, I am. Miss Thing, I need someone to help me.
I'm stuck.
How the girls going to be naked, honey, bent over with their trash bag hanging on their door and a trash can in front of them?
Who, Naima?
I'm about to send it to you. I just got to the screenshot to hold on way back.
Yes, I need that beat, Miss Day.
Anything else happened this weekend? Nothing else happened this weekend? It was an uneventful weekend? No tea?
Baby, not really, honey.
I've been having, I don't know, chill.
Y'all, you acting like this, I was in L.A. Amaya was in Jamaica.
Right.
Oh, no.
KV was at work.
Honey.
Yes.
You the socialite. Well,
I know she got her hair done, Alexis. I saw that.
And ain't it about time, Marcus?
Sir.
Oh.
Cause
sir, you're beautiful.
He lived
in New York, Cali. I was tired of seeing her on motherfucking FaceTime looking like motherfucking buckwheat, Miss S.
Sir.
I had watched Snapback Productions videos. I have to give a shout out again to Nadia. You always beautiful, but you really looked good last week at Nadia. Shout out to Nadia Milan. She was definitely.
Is Alexis on the line?
Yes, she is.
Did she see what Penelope Jones said?
What? Yeah, I responded to her, Rodney.
Huh?
I responded to her.
What did she say?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What did she say?
You see the shot carrying on, Kelly. You know he live in New York.
Oh, wait, hold on, because I'm on my page. I put something up. I put something up on my page that I need to take down. So I'm over here.
Kelly, did you see that picture I tagged you in the other night?
Yes, I seen that picture you tagged me in the other night, Mistake. I gagged. Me and Maya was talking about it today, honey. Girl, oh, I gagged, Mistake. I gagged at all of the pictures that be coming across my page.
Yeah. Poor baby.
Poor baby, but he'll be all right, Miss Thing, girl.
Girl,
baby.
She
can.
He'll
be all right.
Well, I'm not trying to be messy, but who's going to do Beyonce this week if Stasha can't do the show?
I thought they just bust her windows out. I didn't know they jumped on them.
Oh, shit.
No, she's suspended from the show also.
Oh, poor baby.
You know that you can't have bad PR and all of those type of things when it comes to that situation, honey.
I mean, which I understand. I mean, so.
Well, was she defending herself? Because I've never seen Sasha really get that much.
She must got a standing for me for them to be fighting like that.
Bitch, what? I'm going to turn this around.
Hold on. From the report that I got, she wasn't there when the fight took place. She was already put out the club by then.
Mm. Yeah, but that still don't change the fact that she might have a stern piece of meat to make the children go off like that.
Naima.
I'm just saying.
You just cannot go around talking about some queens having stern pieces of meat, girl. That caused bad visuals.
Well, I mean, they say shit. I talk, so I mean, you know.
I don't know nothing about that woman and what's in her panties.
Well, they just said, honey, that she got that the children down there are supposed to be bottoms and all this camera and all this fighting all over her and all this stuff. Because, honey, they say she make it do what it do.
Bitch, ain't no way.
Oh, God.
Can we get down to the bed? Can we talk about
you
the
know,
Grammys?
Unless
the,
you
I guess
know,
from
unless
the back,
I
guess from the back, girl, it sound like what you're looking for.
You know, Alexis, I wanted to tell you this too. Did your head is spinning though, bitch? And when you you went to Jersey to that child who did the hair, or you went
uh-huh.
you actually went to the salon? Oh, okay. I went to Jersey. He works in a salon in Jersey.
Okay. Happy birthday, Chopper Prodigy from Kentucky. Happy birthday, Chopper.
Oh, he was a prodigy.
Yeah.
Yes, work, Chopper. Happy birthday.
Bitch. Okay.
What Ema, girl? You got to be stopped.
You said what?
What did you say, Kelly?
Bitch, I didn't say nothing, bitch. I'm just over here, bitch. You know, honey. I'm the bitch is a little tired, honey.
Oh, that's
girl, well, you better kick it into gear, bitch. We get ready to go out and run them out.
That's not Maya that's on the phone.
It sure is.
Sorry. Happy birthday, Maina Scotta, legendary Maina Scotta.
Happy birthday, Pookie.
Happy birthday, Maine.
Yeah,
this
is
Naima.
Hey, Amaya, bitch, I ain't talked to you in a minute.
Nah, bitch.
What's going on?
Hold on. It's a lot of birthdays, so I'm not trying to be fierce, but I'm going to describe the people the best way I know how. Happy birthday to the young man who has stole the car to go to the American Idol audition.
I'm sure, Marcus, he has a name on Facebook.
The twins?
No, remember? Alexis,
I'm sure his name is
on
Stolen Car for American Idol on Facebook.
Javonis Orion. You don't remember him, Alexis? Remember, we talked about him in the private group one time, about him stealing the car to go to the American Idol audition.
I remember the topic coming up, but I didn't never knew who he was.
He got locked before he made it to the audition. No, he made it to the second round, but he never made it to New York or wherever he had to go.
The Mizrahi child?
I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Of course, you know Ms. Marcus is going to throw that love again.
Yeah.
You know Ms. Marcus said it. You know Miss Marcus, but you kept willing the story out of her since she said Miss Rahi's girl. Miss Marcus, the girls know you for your work.
Well, Kevin said it. So man,
what a game.
I think that's it. And happy birthday to Duchess Kayla Chanel from LA. Happy birthday, doll. That's what, now if you don't know your house room, but that's a personal problem, y'all should.
What are you talking about, girl? I'm talking to...
Just
Marcus, you know they don't know their numbers, Marcus.
Bitch, I know you ain't talking. Not when y'all... Let me shut up.
Honey. Oh, no. Spill it. We got... It's a slow news day.
Yeah. Drive a razor partition, please.
Wait a minute. Did y'all see this picture that Letitia posted with this dark-skinned child with this white hair and these eyebrows?
You like you were boss of whore.
What is she? Oh, what is she doing?
Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah, now Kelly, we must talk about your ringtone changer.
Yes, girl, she killed me. We be out, bitch, when she get text messages, because she don't know how to text me. They have whole fucking conversations via text, and you got to listen to "Have You Ever." I'm like, girl, turn that shit off.
Now let me tell you something. The last time before I went on my vacation, me and Kelly went to the movies, but it was a big group of us, and so Kelly and we was gonna see Paranormal Activity 4, and so Kelly's phone went off, and bitch, the white cunt turned around and told that bitch to cut her motherfucking phone.
She better play too, because people shooting in the movies now for that, girl. She better
abuse the fuck out of that cunt and her motherfucking two butch queens that she was with, bitch. Okay? And, bitch, and then I made sure I text back, bitch, and made sure, bitch, that they text me and it was on loud, bitch. Waited for her to say something so I could attack her fucking ass.
Bitch, I couldn't
you know,
that
y'all, I got to control that.
Turned around and told that bitch, girl, cut your phone off.
I was a little nervous last week. We went to Gladys Knight, Chicken and Waffle. Shout out to Chicken Embry of Malaysia. So we get in the car to leave, and Malaysia is pulling back, and the cut is standing there. And the girl, she's like, the cut was like, you don't see me standing here? She said, yeah, bitch, I did see you standing here. Now what you going to do? And the girl's like, bitch, you don't know me. She's like, bitch, I don't know you. I'll hit your motherfucking. I thought she was going to get out the car and fight cuts. It was so. Shout out to Malaysia. You definitely turned it that night. I couldn't have helped you because it was ladies, but definitely some tease. We just wanted to eat our chicken and go home.
Bishop, you're live on the air.
Oh. Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much, just playing.
Hey, nothing. How was your How was your trip? Trip, Kelly.
It was great.
I know. I saw all that fruit on that plane. It looked like you was enjoying yourself, getting your life, lady.
Did y'all
see
West Hollywood, Kelly?
Yes.
You stayed in West Hollywood? You stayed at the Farmer's Daughter?
I stayed in West Hollywood.
Where did you stay?
I stayed in West Hollywood.
It's a lot of hotels in West Hollywood, Kelly.
I stayed right next door to Tamar Braxton's party. I stayed in West Hollywood.
Don't make me go do homework, girl.
I can't reveal all of that, you know, on the air. You know how these girls are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they'll start at calling for Ralph for the folios and stuff.
Girls start calling around this thing, you know, bitch. Do you ever notice, bitch, that I only tag myself in my hotel and I'm staying in, bitch? Is when I'm leaving the hotel, bitch, waiting for a cab to take me home or to my next destination. I never tag myself in hotels anymore now. Bitch, you know I used to tag myself in hotels all the time. Now since the girls know my name, bitch, I don't tag myself in hotels. Because
that's
the girls
a good
are
idea.
Kids. I mean, ain't nobody got time for this, per se. Miss Alexis, you got on paint today when you went to work?
Girl, no.
Today, Monday.
Oh, so you photoshopped, yeah.
Girl, bitch, she was not photoshopped, bitch.
Huh?
Speaking of paint.
Yes.
No, that's all right.
Ask what you want to ask, Marcus.
No, I don't have to ask it.
It was a ball promo, Marcus.
No. We'll talk offline, Kelly. We'll talk offline.
Okay. Okay, well, bitch, you know, it wasn't really nothing going on. I can finish this conversation with all of these people on the phone on a six-way conversation. I don't have time to sit here and, you know, and do all of this with you girls, Miss Thing. Kitchen, we can all be on the phone together and do this, Miss Thing. And
right,
I have
it really, it gets to the bottom of the tea.
Whole universe and our business. And I waited for Maya to come and pick me up anyway, so she needs to get off the phone. So everybody say goodnight, and we will continue our conversation on our iPhones.
Good night, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Don't forget to call me. Okay.
Okay.
Make sure y'all
I'm
girls
the legendary
vote
mother.
And...
Go ahead.
Yes, fine.
I'm the legendary Mother Kelly. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Jason, London, and the Tea Party cast will definitely be live on the air tomorrow night to give you Trash Talk Tuesdays, honey. And don't forget to tune in on Wednesday night, where you have the CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be on the motherfucking air to definitely give you the State of Emergency show. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a good night. And I'm going to take y'all away with our commercials. See y'all tomorrow.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grands include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All-American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father J.D. Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
Legendary Trishay Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga present the Media Takeout Ball. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. Grand prize, house with the most points for $3,000. Mini grants include Team Perfect 10, one femme queen, one male figure for $1,500. Femme Queen Sex Siren, high fashion bombshell strikes again for $1,000. The Rich Bitch, bitch stole my look for $1,000. Femme Queen Face, bring us a cover worthy of GQ magazine for $1,000. Femme Queen Sexy Performance for $500. High fashion streetwear, Versace, Versace, Versace for $500. European runway, the look for less for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the Media Takeout Ball, presented by the legendary Trishay Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. A weekend of fun and fab events. No work that Monday, so save the date. Admission, $30. VIP entry, $50. No waits online. And access to the VIP lounge with surprise celebrity guests, live entertainment, and hors d'oeuvres. Tables, 200. Commentators will be the icon Jack Mizrahi, legendary RJ Balenciaga, and Kevin J.C. Prodigy. For more information, email themediatakeoutball@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page, February 15th.